breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We have Lowell Ponte here on the second hour on Wednesdays, and his brilliance and humor. I think you could actually be a good stand-up comedian. And your articles, actually, although the truth often can be the best form of humor, especially when it's dark truth or self-deprecatory, when people that don't really understand, just like your thesis here, the Democrats see themselves in Donald Trump, talking about blasting Freudian projection of the leftist evil and corruption. I'd like you to go through your analysis here, because it's pretty funny. In fact, I have the audio off, but I was watching just a few minutes ago Amy Klobuchar trying to say how she's going to pitch her idea to how to handle the opioid addiction problem. Well, the first step in any problem is problem identification. And it's not a long-acting, pills are used for people with pain. It's carfentanil from China, and it's illegal heroin coming in from Mexico and the Golden Triangle in Asia. I mean, people need to get a life here. This is illegal drugs. It's not legal. And why are people hopeless? Well, they're hopeless because they're godless. Most people realize that the churches are not feeding their sheep, that society is into a dialogue where politicians just want power. They don't care about the people. I mean, look at the Democrats. They don't have an agenda. If they had an agenda, I would say, look, I want to see a dialogue. So I grieved when, you know, Bernie Sanderclaus decided to shake his hands and put his angry eyes on, like, Mr. Potato Head, and shake his hands that the marathon bomber had the right to actually vote. I'm thinking, oh, no, Bernie, don't talk like that. I want to see a dialogue between you and Trump. Trump's going to sail right through this election because the Democrats, I call them demon rats, are so damn stupid and self-destructive. They're in a psychotic, Trump derangement syndrome. Now they're in a Barr derangement syndrome. They're trying to actually impeach and even jail Barr. What are they going to do? Put him in the little jail below the Congress? These people are nuts. And there's something psychologically that you actually touched on. I want you to do this Freudian analysis of their projection, because it's not only evil, and it's not only aggravating, but it's also funny. It's actually, there's this humorous side to this too, besides the aggravating side. Please tell us.
Oh, sure. And the purest formulation of this came up last Friday when the Washington Post issued an editorial in warning that President Trump's Attorney General William Barr was going to politicize the Department of Justice and use it as a weapon to destroy the Democrats' 2020 presidential candidate. Well, now, that's hysterically funny when you realize it's a perfect statement of what Barack Obama's highly politicized FBI and his corrupt Department of Justice were doing to Trump. In fact, have been doing to Trump for 2 years,
right,
through the Mueller investigation. You have to remember that behind all of this, and we've discussed this in great documented detail up till now, both Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee colluded with Russians to fund the dossier that was then used by politicians, in effect, in the FBI and the Justice Department to authorize or gain authorization, gain FISA warrants to spy on Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, they have said that William Barr has lied. And what lie did he tell? He referred to part of that spying by the intelligence agencies, which have been highly politicized, as spying. The use of the word spying is a lie. The political left shouted out in unison, and they do everything in unison. You notice they use the same words, the same
right.
language, the same metaphors, because they're all getting their talking, thinking points from the same little group of hyper-leftists. But, of course, it is a spy. Even the New York Times acknowledged that the FBI sent a separate investigator posing as an assistant to meet with Trump's aide.
Well, that's the definition, isn't it? And I was watching one of these
Democratic...
Well, I mean,
she was a Mata Hari. She was literally trying to seduce him.
Right.
I mean, how much James Bondism do you need here?
There's one guy that I always see, and I don't even want to mention his name, but he's often on Fox, and he's got a bald head. And he's always there, talking head. And I know this guy is one of the control freaks that controls the leftist side of dialogue. He teaches at a university. And when you hear him, bah, 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 and he gets really angry and kind of like, you know, this is the way it is. And he says, you know, woman was not a spy. She was an American patriot. It's like, are you kidding me? She's an American patriot spying on an opposition political party? This is the kind of stuff you see in, like, the Soviet Union or the Banana Republic. This is not supposed to be in a constitutional republic where the rule of law occurs and you can't use intel agencies and counterintelligence to actually destroy the chances of someone either getting elected or trying to depose him. And they've actually tried their best to actually paralyze his government so they can't deal with everything. And I guarantee you, if Trump, which he's done more than any other president in this small period of time, he would have done twice as much if he hadn't been interfered with that much by these Democrats and Mueller. And now Mueller's even saying he disagreed with the way that Barr kind of, you know, spun his information. Look, he left what's called for the Democrats crumbs about obstruction. Obstruction crumbs, I call them. Excuse me.
Oh, okay, but,
how can you be obstructing when you're not very clear about this
because Barr confronted Mueller and said, is there anything factually I did that was inaccurate with your information? Right. And Mueller said, no. No, my objection is that the media, which is to say the left-wing media, has overread it and has spun it like crazy and has turned it into this big case that was not really there. In other words, even Mueller agreed it was the media that had spun the case, that everything Barr wrote was completely accurate, even though he was trying to write a four-page distillation of a 448-page study, half of which was done by the politicians Mueller had working for him, the people who were actually paid operatives for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I mean, they had the chief lawyer for Hillary Clinton's foundation as part of Mueller's investigating team.
I saw that Horowitz's face on the news on Fox this morning. I know they're expecting it to come out in June, but I heard that Horowitz's study is all wrapped up. And so he's going to pop it probably before even the end of May, which means things are going to get really hot here. And the reason
you're talking about the Inspector General.
Horowitz, the Inspector General's report, and along with Uber's report, is going to come out. And these reports, along with Barr's now, you know, when I look at the face of Barr, he's the kind of guy, besides being a lawyer and a judge and all the other things he's done, you can tell he's the kind of guy. You got to treat him with some respect, or he's going to have some vengeance. The Democrats, now that they're actually, you know, calling him a liar and threatening to even arrest him for so-called lying to Congress, and now they want to impeach him because he won't appear before the committees and answer all the damn questions. These people are unhinged, and the fact is there is a separation of powers. Trump has a right to declare that he's not going to do anything. Barr doesn't have to do anything further. He's already released more of the unredacted report than he probably should have.
And now that's all being taken back. I mean, when Trump said, I am no longer going to cooperate with Congress on this, I'm invoking executive privilege, that means what report has already been released can be pulled back by Trump.
Right.
And cannot be used. So the Democrats have just lost months. Of course, they may be happy to have it closer to the election. But what all this boils down to is, in particular with Barr, who is going after evidence of how the Democratic Party itself colluded with the Russians to fund the Hillary dossier to interfere with the 2016 election.
Right.
And we now find that Steele, the British agent working with these corrupt Obamites, actually has acknowledged that he demanded the report be done and out before the election. In other words, he made it transparently clear it was being used to influence the election. There'd be no other reason to make such a specification. But Al Green, congressman of Texas, a Democrat, basically summed up the truth of the whole situation. Because now that Barr is doing an investigation into that, suddenly it's the Democrats who are guilty of collusion. Green said, I'm concerned if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. We must impeach him. And
right.
Of course,
in other words,
have to discredit him.
We have to discredit Barr and impeach Trump and have to drum up charges. Now, the latest is New York Times has got his tax records. So what? The market for casinos, let's say, in New Jersey was going down at the time, so he lost money. But it's like anybody. You're going to have, if you're a surgeon, you're going to have some patients die on you, and you have some people survive horrifying things.
No. Understand, it's much more than that. You're missing a key point. The key point is Trump was not going down alone. Everybody in his business at that time was in economic distress in New York.
Exactly. So,
in other words, he was simply part of a negative tide that swept over the whole business in New York.
Your point is that what you're saying is, like, how can this be grist for their mill to impeach Trump? Like, oh, well, you lost
and
money.
By the way, they brought this up before, and it didn't work. They brought this up before the election, and it didn't work.
Well, if I was going to give a prescription to the Democrats to help them have at least a chance of even showing properly, even if they don't win the election, the first thing I'd say is stop trying to impeach Trump and stop trying to do Trump derangement syndrome. It's just going to kill your base. It's already killed a lot of people that are watching CNN and MSNBC. Their numbers have dropped dramatically. The second thing I'd say is...
Would you like a little tease of what my column will probably be next week?
I'll bet.
If you stop and look at how they are trying to get Gerald Nadler's committee to crucify Barr and to do all these horrific things to the Attorney General and to Trump, understand this. A, there is deep personal antipathy going back decades between Gerald Nadler and Trump.
Right.
This is a personal vendetta thing that Nadler has.
Something to do with one of his golf memberships or something, I think, right?
Well, that was Mueller. Mueller had never paid more than $100,000 owed on one of his golf memberships at a Trump club.
Yeah.
But he'd expected to get it as a freebie. I don't know what was involved in that, but there is that problem. Second, if you look at Nadler's committee, the Judiciary Committee in the House, you find something very interesting. And that is, some committees, I mean, what the Democrats control, they control about 54% of the House versus 45% or so for the Republicans.
Right.
They're actually relatively close when you think about it. Now, therefore, traditionally, you would expect committees to reflect that percentage between the two parties. You know, each House would have roughly so many Republicans and so many Democrats. However, when you look at the Judiciary Committee, you find that it has been weaponized. It has been deliberately turned into a propaganda vehicle for staging Stalinist show trials. And, of course, part of Barr's objection to this was that Gerald Nadler didn't even want to do the questioning of Barr. He wanted the committee's attorneys to do so. In other words, he wanted it to look as if it were an impeachment trial, not a conventional hearing looking into factual information. Even though Barr had volunteered to do this, Barr never needed to cooperate with the committee at all. He could have just said goodbye, and that would have been that. However, if you look at the Judiciary Committee in the House, they have 22 Democrat members on that committee versus only 12 Republican members. In other words, about twice as many Democrats as Republicans.
You don't have a small margin in terms of the majority in the House.
No, it means as the television camera is watching what's going on, if Democrats decide to ask questions or make charges or curse Barr under their breath or whatever, there are twice as many of them for the camera to look at as there are Republicans. It is heavily, heavily stacked and rigged in the Democrats' favor. And this, I would suggest, is a problem, realistically. Well, look, I mean, just from an ethical standpoint.
What's your prediction of what's going to happen? Because I think in the next, say, 2 to 6 weeks, when the Horowitz and Uber reports come out, it's my prediction that there's going to be some real indictments of people like Strzok and Page. There's going to be some indictments in the Department of Justice and media, and even this so-called blonde bombshell, 30-year-old, that was hired as an agent. These people, and some of these political spin masters, too, and some of the media, they're going to start getting called. For example, I would believe that Donald Trump and the Senate, by executive order or whatever, are going to start to really close down on the social media, because the social media are lockstep with the MSNBC and CNN to try to guarantee that, like, 57% of Democrats, if you poll them now, still think that Donald Trump is a traitor and did something criminally wrong, despite the facts of the Mueller report.
Well, that's all the media they watch has been telling them for 2 years.
Exactly. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Moods Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
A lot of
really good discussion there on the break, but I want to kind of rewind that. What we have right now is a form of... I see a lack of respect by young and middle-aged people who don't understand the wisdom of the elderly, people at my age and your age. We see people that are raised in what we call a... And I believe in a social safety net, but I don't want socialism and communism and top-down control by a government like Bernie Sanders, Claus, or Beto, or any of the Democrats. I call demon rats. I see people not understanding that Trump wanted to fix health care, but even John McInsane screwed it up. He would have actually fixed it up more than a year ago. He's done the regulations so the people that are in VA can actually get a doctor. He's working with the Representative Scott, the new senator from Florida, to set up a committee to reduce costs of drugs, which are the first time in 50 years. The Democrats are in a panic state now because they realize some of their cohorts, including in the media, are going to go to jail. The media is going to find that their social media are going to get culled. For example, if they just open up lawsuits against Facebook and Twitter, and these are just the tentacles of the intel agencies and the media, aren't they? And yeah. What's going to happen, too, is the inside of the Department of Justice, Department of the FBI, and the CIA, and that includes the 17th Division called the SAD. And the SAD, or Special Activity Division of the CIA, which is a separate agency, have been running the drug cartels for 5 decades plus, have been running Saudi Arabia and Israel, the state of Israel. They basically run their policy in the Middle East. They run the idea that it's connected to PNAC and the Project for New American Century and integrate with CFR and other people like the Bilderbergers that run Europe and running it into the ground, which is why their economy is growing at like 0.2 or 0.3% per year. So what's going on is the jig is up. It's up financially worldwide. It's up in terms of globalism that's allowed China to get away with murder of their own citizens and now surveillance even with our tech companies. The jig is up, and Trump is going to sail back into power. He's going to crush the Democrats. And to be honest with you, they won't get back in power for generations until they completely change their party, or we have the rise of a third party that takes over from whatever was the, quote, the reasonable human beings that want to actually work out solutions for the American public. The Democrats show they have absolutely no intention to solve any problems. And they want to pretend the problems are unsoluble, like whether it's the border or the economy, or look at Obama and the comments he made. And they're not even defending the ACA when we have Pelosi said you have to read it to find out what's in it. Why don't the Democrats defend it or talk about what they're going to do to fix it? They're not talking about anything. It's amazing how suicidally stupid they are now, isn't it, before the election?
Well, it's stupidity, but it's also counting on the stupidity of their supporters. As I like to say, it's easy to be a political party if your average voter has an IQ of 93.
Right.
You can tell them anything, and they'll swallow it. And that's the advantage the Democrats have. They have an incredibly stupid electorate when you look at them.
Right.
They have a couple of college professors who are very self-serving and collecting their own, you know, huge paychecks. And then they have a lot of very, very dumb people who still vote Democrat. But they have no virtue, no decency of any kind. And, of course, they are now have brought up our children in a world where everybody gets a participation trophy for being in a game. There's nothing else like competition to act as a check, deciding who has merit and who doesn't, to motivate people to do better. We're all told that kids should have, well, our kids are told, they must all have great self-esteem. And nobody has more self-esteem than the stupidest, the least achieving, the most degenerate kids in school.
Well, I have
they
a comment,
too. Participation trophies.
I did a video on the weekend, a 50-minute long, that went over all the missile defense technology, including my laser-net interferometry, and I got a comment by somebody, which I thought was really funny, because one of the comments I made in there talking about, oh, actually, it was one of the shows, and we actually had a show that talked about, with Josh Bernstein on Monday, and in this show, somebody said, so Joe Biden is going to be indicted for something his son may have done. No, Joe was directly involved with this. Joe brought him into actually meetings that should not have had his relatives there in China and in Afghanistan, and he was involved directly with making the way to make sure his son got the deal through. So,
as a case in point, in Ukraine, Joe Biden had been put, that had been put under his portfolio by Obama, Ukraine, and so Biden went in, found that there was a major government investigator who was looking into corruption in a company where his son had been raking in vast amounts of money in a no-show job, a job for which he was utterly unqualified. He had no basis. But he was getting tens and tens of thousands, well, he was getting, what, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month for doing nothing, and probably more than that. He was getting $1 billion in China. But in any event, in Ukraine, Joe Biden actually, and we're not talking now about Peter Schweitzer's book and his investigation into this, Secret Empires, Joe Biden turned to the Ukrainian government and said, unless you end this investigation and pull off all heat from my son and his gig, I will cut $1.8 billion of American aid, most of it in the form of loan guarantees, to Ukraine.
Right.
In other words, I'll leave you naked, starving, broken, afraid in the face of the Russians.
That's called blackmail, isn't it?
Yes, it's black. It was literally blackmail. And therefore, to say Joe Biden was innocent in any sense here, no, Joe Biden is the worst kind of criminal imaginable.
Right.
He's a horrifying criminal.
And the problem is that, see, Sneaky Joe, I know that Trump's going to come up with a statement on, he's not going to call him Sleepy Joe. I think we should call him Sneaky Joe. Sneaky Joe tries to pretend he's squeaky clean. He's going to get these Rust Belt state people who are stupid enough to vote for him. The people in the Rust Belt states aren't stupid people, even though they work blue-collar jobs. They're not. I know a lot of blue-collar people. They're wise. They work hard, whether they're electricians, plumbers, coal miners, whatever. They're not stupid people. And they're aware that they've been given the shake. What's going on with blacks and Hispanics and others are realizing the Democratic Party have been, Garrett's figuring they can count on them because they're not wise enough to realize they've been screwed over by the Democrats. They're
screwed
not protecting.
Over and stabbed in the back, yeah.
Right, and if you're a black baby in utero, you're five times more likely to be aborted in New York State than you are if you're a white baby in utero. That's not right, okay? I contacted today the Texas for Life people. I'm trying to get them on the program. And also Terry Collins from the Alabama legislature passed their bill, which makes all abortions basically a criminal activity and in Alabama. And one of the guys that came on the committee that was a Democrat said, well, you kill him now or you could kill him later. I saw the video several times, not only on Fox News but on the Internet. I was like, oh, my God, this nervy black guy, some of his fellow black children, you know, in utero, I call the Weeby Lee. In other words, instead of fetuses, I call the Weeby, meaning their beings, the Weeby Lee. And you can kill him now or you can kill him later in an electric chair. I'm thinking, man, you don't, you're evil, man. Let's just call it what it is. That's why I call them the demon rats. They're demonically energized. They don't even have decency about them.
Sure, and understand, this is nothing new for the Democrats. This was the party of the slave owners during slavery. This was the party of the Ku Klux Klan during Reconstruction. This was the party of Bull Connor and Jim Crow. This was the party that locked up Japanese Americans in the internment camps and more recently had been locking Japanese student applicants out of the University of California, Berkeley, because too many of them would have had to be admitted if it was done by merit.
Wow.
Done fairly. Harvard has done the same thing. You wonderful liberal Harvard.
Right.
Locking out Asian Americans because they simply are better in test scores, in work ethic, and so on than many other groups in the country. And so they are discriminated against systematically. Why would any Asian American, any Jewish American, any black American ever, ever vote for a Democrat?
Wow.
I mean, the Democrats have always been your sworn enemy. Wake up.
I think they are starting to wake up. I have a feeling that they're starting to wake up. Some of them are tuning out CNN and MSNBC. They're tuning in Fox. But Fox doesn't go far enough. I often see, especially on the weekend, a lot of the host comes almost trying to kind of stand in the middle between Democrats and Republicans. What do you think? And they're letting these Democrats say the most crazy things on air. It's like, if you're not wise enough to discern what's going on, that this is BS, you'd swallow this horse manure and realize that you're literally committing geopolitical suicide because people don't realize. I'll give an example. What will they do when, let's just say, if for say so, let's say a Democrat takes over in 2020 or 2024 and they try to do their version of fixing health care. Three consequences. Number one, They'll cause hospitals, doctors, and clinics to go bankrupt because they're going to try to force them to take 40% less fee where their costs are not going to be 40% less. They're not going to dissect away the trial lawyers or the big pharma people or the other interests that are tied to the Democratic Party, but they're going to try to force people to have standard protocols, which means the doctors can't innovate. And if they do alternative or integrative medicine or anything innovative, they're going to get de-licensed or disciplined. They're not going to fix the underlying process. And what you're going to see is a lot of trauma clinics, a lot of doctors, a lot of specialists are just simply going to leave medicine and go and do something else.
Sure, and on top of that, the Democrats will say, oh, the big pharma companies have money, therefore we're going to loot all of their money, but we're going to make them continue to pay $1 to $2 billion to get authorization for a new drug. Guess what? The big pharma companies are going to just stop making drugs for the U.S. market.
Right, and what will happen is a lot of Americans, if they have any sense, will move to Canada or Mexico or somewhere else where they don't have the tyranny of a system like this.
What frightened me back as early as when Hillary was advancing Hillary Care, which was much the same thing as Obamacare, I remember thinking you could count by the hour the number of kids who had planned to go to medical school and become healers who suddenly switched and went to law school to become shyster lawyers suing doctors.
Exactly.
And of course, paid.
And by the way, what they did is many years ago, they actually limited the number of new MD schools, so they increased the number of DO schools, chiropractic and others, and they didn't increase the training necessary for doctors to learn integrative functional pathology or anything else where they actually had to develop a medical PhD. So you have doctors that are pill pushers for the drug companies and procedures, and know a dozen procedures, whether you're an orthopedic surgeon or a general surgeon. As a result, they're not scientifically and technically trained to actually problem solve anything. They're there to push pills and do procedures on you, and if the procedure is toxic or results in your early death, well, too bad. That's the way it is, and there's standards of care that the state licensing authority will defend even if it kills you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, everything the government gets into, it tries to politicize, and politicized medicine is going to be about as good as politicized anything else. It's going to have enormous waste. It's going to have great corruption. It's going to have its own, like the person under Stalin who controlled medical research there and who decided that he had his own idea of how nature really worked. And anyone who contradicted him and his crazy idea could wind up in a death camp or in a prison.
Exactly.
And this was not a good way to do science, but it's the way we're doing science today. Look at global warming. Oh, we're going to shut down everyone who points out that they have been deliberately falsifying or badly doing data on global climate change now for 50, 60, 70 years.
Right.
Everybody knows it. Everybody has caught scientists cheating on the data, particularly at the British Hadley Climate Center. And yet, have the scientists been fired who were caught cheating and boasting of the fact that they had been able to hide the decline, as one of them put it, in global temperatures? When the temperatures were actually going down instead of up, and they just rigged the data to reverse that and lie about it?
You're right.
These are the people who feed the UN climate research, the IPCC. These are the people who whose data is still relied on by other scientists. In fact, if we were honest, we would, A, throw out every bit of data associated with them. We'd, of course, throw them out as scientists. But every bit of data they had ever touched is now discredited.
Wow.
And we should start over with clean data, using clean sensors, and since climate is a 30-year averaging of temperature, it's not an instant change. One storm does not change climate. Therefore, we should have to stop and wait 30 years before we can say whether it's warming or cooling on the planet.
Wow.
With clean data. But absent that, we have no reliable, honest data. And this is the way the Democrats have done almost everything. This is the way they rigged the economy, for example. To say, for example, they're under Obama, there was no inflation. No, it was your imagination that said gasoline was going to $5 a gallon and hamburger was going to $5 a pound.
We
that
see
was your
this,
imagination.
We see this in California. I call it Commifornia. Do you like that title?
Absolutely, yes.
Tommy Forney.
But it was all over the country that Obama refused to create cost of living increases for Social Security recipients.
Exactly.
Because
amazing. Exactly. Wow.
Mandala oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body, Get a Lumen Photon Machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutriMedical.
Welcome back. So let's continue on this analysis. I think you've got an interesting follow-up article. I'm not going to give any lead ideas, but I think it's going to be quite humorous next week. As I say, you do a really good stand-up comedy routine with some of the information you're digging up. I honestly think the Democrats are committing political suicide. And some people have a little bit of knowledge. I mean, you can see Nancy Pelosi has enough clues, even if she can get screwed up in some of her words now and then, and she's got some, you know, some circulatory brain damage going on, but she's not stupid enough to realize that being led by people like AOC and the ultra-leftists and the people that want to impeach, including all the candidates that are running for 2020, they're all insane. And this is a policy that will guarantee defeat because the American public wants to know that they got more money in their pocket, their borders are becoming more safe, we're dealing with our potential trade and military enemies like Russia and China, and Trump is actually winning on every front he touches. And now that the Mueller-gate thing is over, and Barr says so, the fact that the media keep on harping on this is going to make their own media empire shrivel even more, and even the number of people that want to watch their program, so the people that actually buy products and actually, you know, buy commercials on their networks is going to shrivel as well. So this is all a very suicidally stupid move on the part of all the power players, including the globalist leftists that want to do this. And when Trump gets in, he will solve the health problems. He'll find a way of getting health care for people that basically can't afford it right now. He'll reduce co-pays and deductibles. He'll reduce the cost of drugs. He'll allow portability. He'll make sure people with pre-existing conditions never get turned down from health care or insurance. It's going to be a interesting set of facts here because by the end of 2024, if Trump gets back in, as he's previously said, you'll never see America become a socialist country. Socialism is godlessness. If, you know, the original Kohanim and the tithes was actually intended for the Kohens to take care of not only the public places and act as a high priest, but also the sick, indigent, and people that have their house burned down because they have mold and have to have it rebuilt. So the tithes was never intended for the church. The church apprehended the tithes. It was actually to take care of people who needed to be taken care of at the lowest rungs of our society. And what I see happening is that is not what the globalist Democrats and the Rhino Republicans want to do. They want a top-down control system that's global, not just in America, but the entire world. And it's not going to work because you take away people's liberty, you take away their individual superiority of their skill sets. Like, you know, everybody is not equal. We're of equal value in the eyes of the Most High God, but no one's equal. Some people run faster, some people are smarter, some people are better athletes. None of us are equal, are we?
Well, but if we all get a participation trophy that's equal, and if we're all told that we're equal, then when we are not treated as well as the people who really do achieve things, make things, earn money, we are somehow feeling cheated. We believe it's okay if the government steps in and levels things by taking away what they've earned and giving it to us, and that's part of the problem. By the way, as we mentioned, this millennial generation is showing up to 6 IQ point deficit relative to earlier generations, and that helps explain why they're leftist, why they're as socialist oriented as they are. In our science report this week from the European Journal of Epidemiology, a new study shows that women filling out a food questionnaire, and this is from Spanish research, what they ate during the first and third trimesters of pregnancy, it turns out that the women who ate the most nuts, in other words, don't listen to nuts, eat the nuts, particularly almonds, walnuts, and hazelnuts, were giving birth to children who had significantly improved mental ability, motor and intellectual ability, both, I should say. The children scored significantly higher overall on tests of sustained attention, working memory, and IQ than the children of mothers who ate less of nuts. This is something I proposed in a Reader's Digest piece 30 years ago. or so, and I was the science and health editor there. But in any event, instead of listening to nuts, what could we do if the Democrats go ahead with this show trial by Mr. Nadler's rigged House Judiciary Committee, 22 Democrats to 12 Republicans? Well, what they seem to forget is that, A, Democrats were responsible for funding that illegal dossier and colluding with Russians to do it. That's a very serious charge. In other words, everything they accused Trump of doing, they did themselves. That's why I call it projection. You know, in Freudian projection, a man who's a thief will tend to see everyone around him as thieves. He is projecting out onto others what he, subconsciously at least, knows he himself is.
Right.
And so, what could be done to Democrats if they go ahead with this Stalinist show trial against Mr. Barr or attempt to extend it against President Trump? Well, they forget that Republicans control the Senate, and that the Senate also has the power to do committee activity like that. They won't do it. It would seem too undignified and just downright crazy, but the Republicans could appoint two special committees. By the way, the Democrats now have six committees investigating Trump. Not one, not two, six committees dedicated just to going after Donald Trump. So the Republicans could appoint two Senate committees that would then issue subpoenas to every Democrat leader in the country, including Nancy Pelosi, including Chuck Schumer, including, well, name them. I mean, including Mr. Schiff, including Mr. Nadler and others. Bring them before your committee and ask them to explain what was their role or why they haven't talked more about their role acting for an entity that clearly did collude with the Russians and tried to interfere in the 2016 election to get their own party members elected, and just grind them down with their own technique. Everything they do to any Republican through Nadler's committee or Schiff's committee, do the same to them with a Senate committee.
Wow.
And if they don't, if they refuse to show up, you ask the obvious question, what are they afraid of? What are the Democrats trying to hide about how they colluded with the Russians during the 2016 election?
Right.
I mean, you could just pound them into the floor with that. Of course, the media will only report on the Democrat.
Yeah. But the media are not the media now.
Propaganda for the Marxist side.
I discovered something the end of the fall and winter last year. When I got 1,200 and some stations, or AM/FM radio stations across America, that were available in networks. So I was going to send out an invitation to actually broadcast my show on my networks, because I have not only my own network now, but also a radio network out of UK on radio.co. I got no response. Conventional radio is dead. And conventional television is soon dead, because video podcasting now, as well as audio, which is even superior to video, is everywhere. I mean, we got every platform you can imagine, from TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And there's so many platforms now, they're all competing with each other. This is going to be one of the things that I think, when they change the regulations so that if they try to become a news caller, where they actually try to suppress people that say different things or raise different issues, those agencies and those networks will disappear, even if they're billionaire companies now. And where I see this going is the same thing is going to happen with parties. The Democratic Party is basically going to disappear after this next election. It may get resurrected, but it'll have to be a completely different party. It'll have to go back to actually doing things for good for the people. So where do you see this going? Because I honestly think by the summer, when people start getting prosecuted and go to jail, the Democrats can pull their hair out all they want, but it's not going to fix things to continue to threaten to impeach Barr, or to grab the tax reports of, you know, Donald Trump's The New York Times. And
sure.
None of these things are going to accomplish
really
anything.
One good thing is that thinking people still read books. For example, the book Money, Morality, and the Machine that Craig Smith and I wrote about a lot of these same issues. The good news is, Dr. Bill, obviously your listeners can get a copy of this book, not by paying $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon, but absolutely free and postpaid. That will not cost them a penny. All they need to do is call a toll-free number, 800, mention my name, 800-630-4000. 1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And get a copy of the book.
Now, once they get knowledgeable, what do you think is going to happen? Because I honestly think that I see a portion, not all of them, of young people starting to get wise. They're starting to get realized that they've been had. And the social communists like Bernie Sanders, we see the disaster of Venezuela. If you look at the resources of Venezuela, it should be one of the richest countries in the world. It should be like Saudi's with trillions of dollars, but it isn't. They've disarmed their public. Right now, if you are don't agree with the Maduro government, you don't only need to get your water turned off. You can't get health care, even drugs. There's relatives who have to walk an hour and a half to Colombia to get insulin to take care of their sick relatives that are diabetic. I saw a person the other day that was actually on the Fox News talking about that. This is getting really over the top, and I think what's going to happen is the process of making the young people wise is going to happen through the selection process. It's going to really stomp on the control freaks at the top of the Democratic Party that think they can continue scamming everybody or the media and getting away with it and selling products on their commercials on their vast audience of people that are just not getting wise. See, I don't think people are stupid. I think they've been uninformed so long, the same way as universities. If they don't allow dialogue with conservatives on university campuses, Trump's serious about withdrawing funding for those universities. And eventually this is going to start to really crush these professors and dialogues and programs. I mean, some of the programs they have at different universities, the titles of them, against, masculinity and toxic masculinity. And
I'm sure. And one thing that's clearly going to happen is people who are employers, they're going to look and see a young person went to Oberlin? Well, that's a radical left university. I don't want to hire anyone who graduated from a radical left university. The odds are you've had your head filled with anti-American, anti-capitalist garbage. And you're going to be an enemy to my company, not a help. And therefore, I'm simply not going to hire you. You will see an actual negative value attached to certain college degrees, as well there should be. In fact, a college degree, the only reason people of my generation were rushing to get them was if you didn't stay in college, you'd be sent to Vietnam.
Yeah.
And so we would stay in college, right or left. But by goodness, that is not the case today. Young people would be very wise to graduate from high school and then just take time to breathe. Go out and live in the world. Try doing the things you actually thought about doing. Maybe you don't even need a college degree for what you want to do, or maybe it'll take time to decide what college degree you want. But you're not forced to go to college anymore, and you're certainly not forced to run up $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $100,000 worth of debt that will hobble half your lifetime for you.
Here's where I see the direction going. I think industry is going to start online courses for specific people who want to get into a niche in the industry that's going to continue evolving very quickly. And the industries will recruit people that are smart and hard workers and want to learn at online and, apprenticeship-type courses within their corporations.
They find that Ronald Reagan said that a lot of college graduates today can't even read the diploma they earned.
Right.
But they know everything about global warming and other left-wing issues.
Yeah, they've basically been lulled into becoming, talking lemmings. I call it lemming university, They basically teach them how to be suicidally stupid and not have skill sets to actually earn an income or be able to think on their own. Which is not good. I mean, I want people to have independent thought, and I want a dialogue. I mean, I would have loved to. I tried to get Bernie Sanders on the show, or leftist Democrats, even AOC. And she wouldn't respond because if you're not in her zip code, she won't respond to you. I'm thinking, hey,
and of course the left doesn't want to debate because they lose debates. They just want to dictate.
Well, you're a very smart guy, but you know that I don't like to ask questions. I like to ax questions, A-X-E. Has a double-bladed Norwegian war axe. How's that?
Well, that was a very effective weapon in its day.
It was. It still is, intellectually. Thank you.
New form
of Occam's Razor. Very good. Thank you. Amazing show.